This is WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. For many of us, exercising and eating well is just a matter of discipline. But in some low-income communities, good health is more complicated than that. Affordable grocery stores can be hard to find. So can public areas to run or walk or bike. And many public health advocates say schools should be places where kids can eat nutritious foods and burn off calories in gym class, but often aren't. So several nonprofit groups in the state have launched a campaign for healthier neighborhoods. They want to improve school nutrition standards, require schools to offer phys ed, and push for more grocery stores in urban neighborhoods. One of the people behind that effort is Heather McMahon, executive director of an organization called Groundwork Lawrence. She says people in low-income communities often have to travel quite a distance just to find fresh vegetables.
It can be 10, 15 miles. And if you think about the lack of transportation in our poor cities, that can be quite a way if you need to take one, two, even three bus connections to get to a grocery store and then getting your groceries home.
People who live in most middle to upper class neighborhoods have so many food choices. They can go to Whole Foods. They can go to many different chain stores. Describe for me how that landscape is very different in some of the communities you work in.
So in Lawrence, which is 7 square miles and has 70,000 people, there's 2 grocery stores, both in the outskirts of the community. But what we have is over 100 corner stores and many, many fast food restaurants.
Why aren't there more grocery stores in neighborhoods like Lawrence?
I think it's a lack of understanding of the actual potential and the number of sales that can be found. You know, the grocery store model is build a big store, build a big parking lot, and people can drive to you. But it doesn't help if someone doesn't have a car and doesn't have the extra funds to then also pay for transportation to get back and forth.
Your campaign wants to rezone neighborhoods so it would be easier to get grocery stores there. What is it about zoning now that would prevent a grocery store from coming in?
A lot of our communities are actually split between commercial mixed use and residential, which made sense in the past that we didn't necessarily want trucks coming and going in our neighborhoods, but it doesn't make sense to keep grocery stores 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 miles away versus in the neighborhoods where people can walk to them and do their shopping.
The other thing that this public campaign kicking off today would like to do, or one of many things, is create more space for trails, parks, places where people can walk and bike and run. In some neighborhoods, is it really difficult for people to find any place to do outdoor exercise?
It is. In Lawrence, we've built 6 new parks with the city. Now we need to make sure the sidewalks are in good shape, but there's also crosswalks, and it's actually safe to get to that open space. If we don't have sidewalks, if we don't have bikeways to be able to get to a park or an open space, then it's not actually going to meet the needs of our families.
Another thing this campaign would like to do is improve school lunches. Why is that important?
Because a lot of our inner-city youth, a lot of our low-income youth, this is where they get the majority of their food and their meals. And if a child isn't eating well or isn't eating enough, then they can't learn. So hunger and poor nutrition is really also impacting our youth and their futures.
You seem to be saying that certainly people, individual people, have a responsibility to eat well and take care of themselves if they care at all about their health and their bodies. But also that if there aren't healthy stores and there aren't places to exercise, that we shouldn't totally hold people responsible if they're not healthy. Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that. I mean, I may not have the choice of where I live. And so if that's 10 miles away from a grocery store and I don't have a car to get there, then I can't really impact that. But if we work together and we look at this at a local, regional, and statewide level, it makes it a lot easier to make sure we're bringing in the services that our communities need.
Heather McMahon, thank you very much for talking about this.
Thank you.
Heather McMahon is executive director of Groundwork Lawrence.